What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports and Medicine Broadcast, episode 27. Welcome back for August 23rd. It's September 5th. September 5th, 2012. I guess I forgot to change the date. All right. We weren't even back at school on August 23rd. So I am Jeremy Jackson, your host, and with me there is...
Lorena.
Claudia.
Karen.
Daisy.
Leslie.
And Priscilla is taking pictures. This is my Sports and Medicine 1 class, and this is kind of an intro to podcasting for them. This is their very first attempt at it. Lorena, make sure when you talk into the microphone.
Yes, sir.
So there you go. See, you can't hear yourself very well?
Not really.
And so get close. See, see, there you go. Put your nose on the black thing, and then... And that way, you know, you're talking right into the mic.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay, so if you want to join in our conversation, Skype, you can call us, which is PHS Trainers. And then that should ring through. It should. Can't guarantee anything. Or you can go to todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast, and then you can comment. And if you're listening live, which would be the only way you could hear this right now, Justin.TV. Search Sports Medicine Broadcast. That's new. We're just now doing that. We got the webcam up. There's no commercials, interruptions on Justin.TV. Ustream has some commercials where it'll stop and you can't hear it for, you know, 10 or 15 seconds, something like that. So Ustream.TV still works. Search Sports Medicine Broadcast and then you can listen live that way. So Justin.TV or Ustream.TV. Again, this is kind of a warm up, a introduction, let's check and make sure everything's working. We got some new stuff going on. And so that's what we got going on today. All right, so more or less we want to talk about some summer break and then some of the stuff we did over the summer as far as professional development. And then Doc should be in, hopefully, in a little bit. He's got to get fourth period set up with our schedule change. He's going to be less accessible this year, but we'll see how that goes. All right, so I'll go ahead and start off, and then maybe we'll go around the horn real quick. So while you guys are listening to me talk about what I did over the summer, think about what you're going to be doing. Or what you did over the summer that would be worth sharing. Got it? All right, so for me, arrested, I finally learned that over the summer that I don't have to do a whole bunch of things. I don't have to take care of a whole bunch of things. That I can just hang out. So usually what I would just wake up whenever my family woke up. So whenever Jonah woke up, you know, I could hear him on the monitor and wake up, go get him, eat some breakfast, hang out, take a nap. You know, really, that's about it. We just kind of did whatever. So... It was really awesome. And then, that was the whole first month. So that was basically all of June. We just hung out, me, Sarah, and Jonah. You know, we went for bike rides and we went, to Splash Pad, went to all this other stuff. But we, really just hung out. And then July 1st, we welcomed to the world our second son, Samuel. And so all of July, we pretty much just hung out with Jonah, Samuel, Sarah, and our dog, Jack. So that's pretty much, that was what we did, like I said, I took Jonah for quite a few bike rides. We went bike riding all the time. And, we went to a school over in the neighborhood. They've been doing a lot of construction. And I have a bike seat that goes on the back of my bike. And I wear a bike helmet and Jonah wears a bike helmet. And we were going through a field because he likes to go off road. He said, I want to go off road, Daddy. You want to go out? Okay, well, let's go off road. And over across the field were some machines. There was a excavator. Dumping stuff into a dump truck, a bulldozer, a steamroller, and Jonah loves machines. So we're riding across this field, and, you know, I'm looking over here at some machines. Jonah, look, pointing to the machines. The dump truck is dumping. And then all of a sudden, there's a pothole. Well, I don't know if it's a pothole in the middle of the field, but there's a hole in the middle of the field, and my front tire just drops off. Before I even know it, my face is hitting the ground. Jonah is upside down. So my bike just did a flip with me and my son on it. I was scared. But, yeah, Jonah was a champ. He's probably going to ask me about this story when we get home. Daddy, tell a story about bike flipping over? All right. We tell it like every other night or so. He likes to hear stories. And so, anyways, we flipped over, but the bike seat completely enclosed him, and he was wearing his helmet. So he was scared. So for about a minute or two, he cried. And then... we got up and I checked him. He was all good. So then we kept riding and went and looked at the machines. And after that, about that minute or two, he was completely fine and ready to go. He didn't even want to go home. So if you ride your bike, wear a bike helmet because I hit the ground. My helmet saved some of the impact. And then Jonah's, I'm sure, saved his impact. Especially if you have little kids, have them wear a helmet. They're not that expensive. It's like $20 or something.
How many people do you think saw you?
I really don't know if anybody saw me. There's people walking there. There's a big track. I think it's Deepwater Junior High or something like that. There's bunch, you know, there's people walking the track. There was construction workers at a couple different places. I don't know if anybody saw me. I really have no idea. I mean, hopefully the construction workers were watching the machines they were working on and not me. But it was quite an adventure. It was a fun story, and it's good now that we're okay. That was more or less the bike ride. That was the biggest adventure, but we, you know, also took the bike ride. I went over to the splash pad there on Thomas Burke, whatever it is, something like that, and on Delta. Y'all went over there?
We live there.
Yeah, we are.
By the splash pad on Delta?
Yeah.
Well, you might have seen me, maybe.
No.
Riding my bike? No.
No.
Fall.
You what?
No, nothing.
So, that was that. A lot of fun with the bike this summer. Got to take Jonah. It's really cool to spend time with him that way, getting exercise and that kind of stuff. So sometimes I'd ride up here to the school, get some exercise, you know, ride up and lift weights. But usually if I'm riding up here to lift weights, I don't bring Jonah with me. I would just do that before. That's all right. It's part of learning. That's Daisy and just hitting the mic. So right now, probably really listening. I only have one viewer, which is my beautiful wife, on there. And so,
aww.
Again, this is an introduction. So if there's mess ups or noises and all that other stuff, then no worries. That's how we're going to learn. But next week, we have a guest from Christian Sports Medicine Alliance. They did some sports medicine work over in the Ukraine this summer, and they're going to be talking to us there. So, all right. So before I continue on with everything else I did, would anybody have any comments either about something I did or something you did that was fun? Anybody?
I played soccer.
Played
I
danced. Soccer? Where?
On the Banfield.
On the Banfield?
With the JV and varsity girls.
So it was the summer league?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Do you feel that...
I have improved.
Yeah, you feel you improved? Do you feel that the team...
Has improved a lot.
Yeah? Good. I'm looking forward to that. I know that my first year here at Pasadena, the team was, all honesty, terrible. Terrible. And since Coach Sanchez has been here, the team has been taking steps forward each year. And last year, if we had beaten South Houston, we would have made the playoffs, right?
We did beat South Houston. Sam Rayburn.
That's what it was? We had to beat Sam Rayburn by like 3 goals or something like that?
Yeah.
And then we just couldn't pull it off at the end. But we were one step away from making the playoffs last year. We were one step away from... from falling off the hedge. So...
And we have a new coach this year.
Yeah, a new assistant coach, right?
Yeah.
For the, I guess he'd be the JV coach. Is his name... Do you know his name?
I have no idea.
So there's a new JV girls soccer coach. Claudia played soccer over the summer here with the Summer League. Improved her skills. And it's going to be fun to watch our soccer girls play. Who else danced? Who said dance? Was that Karen?
Me. That was me.
Who was me?
Leslie.
Okay. See, I can't tell who's talking because we're all sitting in front of the mic. So, all right, tell us about that.
Well, we have a dance crew. Like, me and my friends always hang out, and we dance in 15s. And we had, like, I think it was 3 15s we did this summer.
What's the name of your dance crew?
Fresh Productions.
Fresh Productions? All right. Do you have, a website or...
No, actually, we just started not that long ago.
Just started?
Yeah.
All right, so if you're in Pasadena and you want a dance crew to come dance at your 15 or your bar mitzvah or, I don't know, they have dances at bar mitzvahs. So if you want a dance crew to come, then you could look up Fresh Productions by calling Leslie. That's about it. Or I guess you could email me and then I could tell her. All right, so again, as always, you will hear football because we share a large room that is separated by boxes and shelves with the football film room. And, you know, you'll hear the locker room because that's on the other side of the wall. And then you might hear the thunder, which is the dance team rolling on the floor, you know, because they're up above us. And so it's relatively noisy in this room, but it is what it is. All right. I don't have any pictures of this, but I took some shelving stuff that we have. They're like little wire squares. And so... It almost looks like if you took one side of a milk crate, you know how they kind of look like a cage or something. I don't know. But basically, I took those things and we had them just sitting under our bed because we used them before. But since we have kids now, we're not really using them. And so I took them out and I was like, you know what? I got an idea. And I don't know. I don't know if Sarah, if you're on the computer, if you can send a picture or anything like that. I'm not sure how that works. I think you can share stuff on Ustream. Who knows? Anyways, if she can email me a picture, she will. If not, then she won't. But I built a cage for my son Jonah. So so if you're thinking about like an animal cage where, you know, there's like an entry but no exit, it was kind of like that. So I built that, and so he could crawl in. And then I put some like Cheerios and some of his favorite toys in there so he could crawl in and play with them. And it was really just me being fun, you know, cause I was home all summer, not necessarily bored, but you know, without any real goals or things to do. So I built a cage, and then slowly that one cage that was like a square became this big, massive, trap. We called it the Jonah Bear trap or the Jonah Bear cage, cause that's what we call Jonah is Jonah Bear. And so he loved going in that thing to play. And so we would end up getting in there with him, and it being like 2 feet tall and me being like 6 foot tall, it was not very easy for me to crawl in and out of this little cage that I had set up for our son. But it was a lot of fun. And there are quite a few pictures that Sarah's taken, or other people have taken of the Jonah Bear trap. So that was a lot of fun. Creativity. And as Sarah says, that's why kids need a mommy and a daddy, because she would have never thought about doing that. All right, so what do I... Can y'all hit up the pools or anything? I know Leslie said she doesn't go outside because she's afraid of the sun. She's a vampire, afraid of the getting dark. Yes. Anybody else?
Dark.
No? The swimming? Sleep. The beach?
Fishing.
Later on.
I went to the beach twice.
All right, hang on. Twice. Fishing? Where'd you go fishing?
Where?
Yeah.
Galveston.
Did you catch anything?
Yes.
What?
The redfish.
Do y'all keep it and eat it?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, sometimes they're too big or too small. You know, that kind of stuff.
So. You let them go.
All right. Somebody said Schlitterbahn. Who? Karen. Which one? Galveston or New Braunfels?
New Braunfels.
Do you go to all three parks or?
Yes.
Yeah. How long were you there?
A day.
One day? So you went to all three of them one day?
Yes.
That's a lot of moving. A lot of lines to wait in. So. All right. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Who'd you go with?
With my cousin and some friends.
Cousin and friends? Very cool. Very cool. Did y'all stay there overnight somewhere? Or did
no.
y'all just, no, you just went there in the morning and came home that night?
Yes.
That's a long day, because that's 3 hours. It's a long day. And then you're in the water park. Who drove?
Oh, it's because we went with church. So
you went with the church. Gotcha. Oh, there you go. That works. So you're all riding in a big van or something?
Yes.
Very cool.
Big yellow bus.
All right, and then somebody else said...
Beach.
You went to the beach?
Yes.
You went to Galveston?
Only because I had to.
Only because you had to?
Yes.
Was it like midnight thing. Or something?
No, it was during the day. It was with the family.
Did you stay in the car?
No, I actually stayed under the shade.
Oh, in the shade, okay. Yes. Yeah. So, that's right. All right, so my wife just said she emailed some pics, so I'm going to pull them up and see if... All right, so you, I don't think I can share them on Ustream. I don't know how to do that. Maybe, but I'm going to put them on the projector, and so at least my kids can see them and laugh at them.
I'm already laughing. I still haven't seen them.
So, all right, well, while that's coming up. All right, so again, I'm going to figure out how I can show these online. But it's not the absolute best picture.
Emailed pics to
there we go.
What was the cage again?
I called it the Jonah Bear trap. But it was just these wire things. You're supposed to make like shelves out of them.
Oh,
storage
yeah.
bins.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm a little creative. And so over here is the entry. So he could crawl in there. And there were some Cheerios and tools. And if I show the next picture. See me feeding them through the cage.
Cute.
So you went in there?
Yeah.
Actually, yes, I did get in there.
How'd you get out?
Very slowly. So, yeah, because I could fit, like, through one of these right here. So if I took out this one square, I could crawl in through there. But that is over here on the other side of the, on the far side. So that's part of what I did over the summer. So there's my beautiful wife supporting me with the, showing the pictures. So
thank you.
Yes.
Your very thank pregnant you. Wife made it in there.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
Yes, she was. She was very pregnant when I did that. So it was over the summer and we had a, our son on the, on the 1st of July, so she was quite pregnant. So, all right, and then this was quite possibly, no, not even close. This was one of my favorite things that, that we did, I guess, as a family, other than just hanging out and spending time together, was what we called the Summer of Homemade Burgers. All right,
ooh,
so
that sounds good.
Yeah, it was.
If it involves food.
Yeah, so what we did was we invited a couple people over, a couple different families, you know, that we enjoy hanging out with. And we said, all right, here's the rules. Your hamburger has to be homemade. All right, so it can't be a store-bought patty. But other than that, anything else goes. Got it? So for some of them, the first one, the competition wasn't very good because some people misunderstood the rules and brought, you know, just a hamburger patty with no flavoring or seasoning. And then somebody brought a store-bought patty. I'm like, look, the rules are no store-bought patties. So I decided I was going to go a little crazy, and I went with the one that scored the lowest on the chart the first time, the black bean burger. So, this, yeah, it's vegetarian. There's no meat. You take black beans and a bunch of other vegetables and, like, grind them up.
Ew.
Yeah, it didn't go over so well.
Was
but,
it gross?
And it wasn't terrible. I could eat it if I had to.
Ew.
But I think if I was going to go with a black bean burger, I might do something that was made by somebody that really knows what they're doing. And so I didn't win that week, but there was some good ones. There was somebody made some burgers with lamb and feta cheese. We made some with bison.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I made those. And bison is like a buffalo.
Oh.
So it's not, instead of using cow. So my idea there was to stay away from beef for a while, to try some different things. So I wanted to try the black bean, I wanted to try the bison. I did one that was pork. My buddy Justin did a turkey burger. So the first two times he came, he did turkey burgers that were real good.
You're making me hungry.
I know. Good thing we're going to lunch in like 25 minutes, huh? Yeah. I'm hungry too.
Even that black bean burger sounds good.
Right. Your wife says it wasn't very good.
It, like I said, it wasn't very good, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible. So, there was lots of other ones. I tweeted some pictures of some of them. Our last round was real good. I don't think I wrote them all down here, but I mean, we had bacon burger dogs. I don't have pictures of, I have pictures on my Google Plus, and if I could pull them up, put them on YouTube, I would. But basically, it's a hot dog wrapped in a burger wrapped in bacon.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Sounds good, and it's, yeah, like it's a hot dog. Here, let me.
Gonna Google a picture.
Yeah.
I've tried the just regular,
hot dog
with bacon wrap. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, anything's good.
I get this at the pulga.
The Mexican one.
Mexican
mall.
All right, so if you Google an image, they'll come up pretty quick. Bacon burger dog.
That looks good.
All right, so there's a hot dog wrapped in a burger wrapped in bacon.
That looks really good.
That looks really good. I guess it's because we're hungry.
We're all hungry.
No, it was good. It was big. Like, it was hard to. It was one of those things where you had to kind of like take a bite at the top and then the bottom to, you know, level it out. It was big.
Don't you hate it when you take a bite out of something and then it just comes apart?
Yeah, this thing, and it, you know, it was greasy too because it was the burger and the bacon, and then if you put anything else on top of it, so.
I'm going to try that when I get home.
You should try it. So you got to make sure you get the long, skinny hot dogs, and then you wrap the burger around thin, and then you wrap probably like two pieces of bacon per bacon burger dog.
Well, your wife said she emailed a picture.
Oh. All right, so I'll pull that up in just a second again so we can see it here, but you can't see it online. But Google the picture and you'll see what I'm talking about. If I could remember the last kind we had, it was one of them was a double meat with bacon and smoked Gouda in the middle.
What's a Gouda?
No, Nikki lights off. Gouda is a type of cheese. Oh. There was mine was I think my favorite. It was a Hawaiian burger, so it was like pork with some apples, like chopped up apples inside of it. He had some oatmeal, some other stuff.
That sounds good.
Some pineapple juice, some soy sauce. And Ooh. Then you put a pineapple on top of it. Oh, see, there's some of my bacon burger dogs up here.
Ooh,
so then you put a pineapple on top of
fat.
It. And then they are.
You should make some and bring us some.
Yeah, yeah. You should.
For lunch.
Maybe
tomorrow.
One day. Maybe
okay.
One day.
Okay, you said it.
Promise?
I said maybe. I didn't say I promise. I didn't say maybe. That's a lot of meat. So that's like a half pound burger on top of a hot dog on top of, or with bacon on top of it.
You should make those when we do Burn Sam and put it out in the concession stands.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Maybe you guys should make them and I should just give you the ideas.
I shall try it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
So then, have you guys ever had the King's Hawaiian Rolls?
No.
What's that?
You know, like if you go to Kroger, HEB, whatever, they have them in the orange package. It says King's Hawaiian. It's ridiculously good bread.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yes.
So I put the pork pineapple burger with pineapple on top of the Hawaiian rolls, and it was awesome. Awesome. So that was my favorite one that I did all summer. Then there were a couple other ones that were real good. One of them had like some chopped up jalapenos in there and stuff like
Ooh,
that.
That sounds good. Like good.
Yeah. So lots and lots of good stuff.
This is how you know we're hungry.
So, needless to say, it was a really fun summer. We probably did it once every 2 weeks or something like that. And then I think we're going to try and do it like once a month throughout the year because it's good to, you know, have friends and family over and you're grilling burgers and it was really good. And then the really cool part about having something like this is if you have it at your house, all the leftovers are yours.
Stay with you.
Yeah. So what we would do is we would say, all right, you know, so-and-so, will you bring buns? So-and-so, will you bring chips? So-and-so, will you bring, you know, some baked beans? So-and-so, will you bring some tea or lemonade? And then, you know, we would provide plates, napkins, and all that, you know, other stuff. But people end up bringing most of the stuff, and you end up getting to keep it, especially when it's burgers that are that good. It is awesome. All right. So enough about the burgers. Anybody else got any comments, questions about burgers?
I don't think so.
No? All right. So something else we did? Anybody ever go to the library?
Oh, no. We stayed away from there.
All right, well, you should, because check it out. Over the summer, we read books to Jonah and Samuel, and we got two free tickets to the Astros game for Jonah and two free tickets to the Astros game for Samuel, just because we read a certain number of books over a week, and then we got toys, we got like free Whoppers and, you know, other stuff like that because they have summer reading programs. All you have to do is go read books. You just go out there, sign up for it, read books, and plus it's air conditioning, free internet.
Is there food?
Usually not free food.
Oh.
But
and it's a relaxing place to be at.
Yeah, and you know, it's pretty usually pretty quiet. So if you want, you know, definitely check out. I'm going to definitely plug the public libraries. And then the one that's closest to you guys is the one that's right across from Pasadena Town Square Mall. That one's a really nice one. Like, I like that one. It's big. It's roomy. It's got lots of computers, lots of good stuff for the kids. So if you got a little brother or sister, it'd be a good place to take them instead of them bothering you or sitting down watching TV all day. You can take them to the library, read them a couple books, get them some free stuff. Definitely go to the library. So it was a lot of fun. And then, again, September or July 1st was our second son, Samuel. All right, so do any of y'all have recently had newborn babies, brothers, sisters?
No, and don't expect any soon.
Well, I know Daisy has a 2-3-year-old brother.
1-year-old.
1-year-old brother.
Oh.
Right. So recently she would have kind of experienced this. So I said this with my first son and with my second one. The first 6, maybe 4 weeks of their life, they are just not fun. Babies are just not fun.
They're boring.
They cry.
Yeah, they don't react.
Oh, my God.
They cry.
They just
whine.
Look around.
Oh, I should know this. Oh.
So, but around, you know, 6 weeks, they start smiling and reacting and cooing and they go, oh. and then you just, your heart melts. So it's amazing. It's awesome.
I have a niece.
Who said that?
Me.
Leslie.
I have two nieces and a nephew. That is,
so my niece is 6
and
8.
So did y'all experience that at all? The first, like when they're.
Yes. Yeah. Every single day of my, oh gosh. Every single day of their life, they've been at my house.
So, like, for the first couple months, they're just not a whole lot of fun. But it's definitely worth it in the end. Because spending the time with our son, Jonah, It's the worst part about having a job is not being able to hang out there at the house with my wife and my son, without a doubt. If I could stay at home and just hang out there with them, you know, read books or go for bike rides or, you know, mow the yard. I'll carry Jonah with me while I'm mowing the yard.
I got at Jackson's house.
I think your wife just sent a picture of your new baby.
All right. So I'll pull that up for
2 months.
The in-studio audience.
What's his name?
Samuel.
Oh, how cute.
I like his eyes.
Wow.
Bright blue.
It's like a small Jackson.
Right?
Yeah, it's both like of my boys have blue eyes.
They're bright blue.
Is he smiley?
Yep. No, he's smiling there.
Oh.
How cute. I love babies. I'm being serious.
All right. So, again, it's really cool to have a live audience because people interact, people can comment. So if we can get other people, different people, sports medicine people listening in, then they can comment about when we have sports medicine content. Today, it's really just an introduction, a welcome back, and have fun, and here's how this thing kind of works. So not too much sports medicine content because Bill's not in here, so I'm not going to talk about the sports medicine conferences we did over the summer. All right, has anybody got anything else? No? Anybody? Any other comments? Fun things you did? You grew 2 inches over the summer?
I wish.
I don't want to grow anymore.
So
I need to grow.
Me?
Yes.
Oh my god, I know I'm 5'5".
5'1".
Yeah, well, no, it is what it is.
I'm the tallest one.
If you spend all your time wishing you were something else, then you'll never enjoy who you are.
I'm taller than my sister.
I don't know how
like
I'm that tall.
Three inches, and she's a junior.
My mom's only like 4'11", and I'm 5'5".
My sister's shorter.
Genetics.
Genetics.
Yep, some people were taller, some people were short. I'm the tallest person in my family. I'm taller than my dad, my brothers,
okay,
all that.
So I'm good, right? I could keep growing still.
Too.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You're 15?
I'm 14.
You're 14?
I will be 15 next month.
So usually, yeah, you probably still have a little bit of time to grow. Girls usually will stop growing closer to 16, and guys will be closer to like 19, but that's not a hard and fast rule, so.
Yeah, I think I stopped growing.
So I think if you guys don't have anything else pressing that you really want to talk about, I think I'm going to go ahead and kind of wrap it up. And then that way we have time to save it and I can show you guys how we do all that too. Anybody else got anything you really care to share?
Don't think so.
All right, so then now you'll get a chance to see kind of how we close it out. Some of the things that I'm on Google+, and then I follow the NATA. One of the things that they posted was about Shockbox. It's an app to see if a tackle or hit was too hard.
Ooh.
So if you type in Shockbox, then you can see that. And then I'm gonna click on this link and I'm gonna open it up. Oh, never mind. I can't do it. It's blocked by the school district. So that's the reason the chat features don't work in the Ustream and you have to go to today's meet is because I'm, you know, working at a school district and they block some things, which is, that's fine because they're providing me all this other equipment and opportunities. So, anyways, go to Shockbox, and they got a cool little video. Check it out. If your, you know, kid is playing football and they have this special sensor inside of the helmet, when they get hit, if it's over a certain, like, force level, then it'll send an alert to your phone. So, like, you got your iPhone sitting there, you're watching your son play football, and he gets hit real hard, and you're like, oh my gosh, is he okay? Does he have a concussion? Well, the only way to know for sure would be to have an athletic trainer there to check them. But this little alert can help you identify that so that, you know, it'll send this thing, you know, that hit was hard enough to cause damage or whatever. And so then you can say, hey, coach, you know, this is the deal. Can we check and see if he's okay? And so it's a pretty cool little idea. Lots of technology to help, protect our athletes and, you know, give us another tool to improve that. So usually I'll have a Twitter pick of the week. This week is the Rotator. So it's at the Rotator, which is a self-stretching shoulder tool that they tweet out a lot of articles about shoulder stuff, about exercises and rehab and things to do and not to do. So they have a lot of good information. And one thing I saw was about the day after running for baseball players, how it isn't really effective at all. So just having them run a whole bunch of poles or running them long distance, because in baseball, pitchers don't run long distance. They have short bursts of energy, and that's what they kind of need to mimic to get rid of some of that soreness day after the pitch. And so I'd have to look it up again to find the article, but the rotator, so on Twitter, it's at the rotator, or you can just type in the rotator, and it should come up on Google, because it's their website too, is therotator.com, I believe. So then there's people that support us, passing an ISD Education Foundation with grants, sports medicine course, and then all this podcasting equipment. We kind of continue to improve, and we just added a webcam. So if you're watching the live stream, which probably is only my wife, right here behind me, I'm pointing. I have one cam here, and I have another one that I should be getting that I'll post on the other side that we'll have to figure out how we can switch between cameras. And then from behind Daisy, turn around and wave. That's on Justin TV, and that's using the laptop that we got from the grant. So, you know, all sorts of cool additions because of the support of the Pasadena ISD Education Foundation. Memorial Hermann got Doc and I some cool polos. We got some nice black polos because they sponsor our school district. We got some nice, neat notepads right here. See Memorial Hermann right up top? There you go. And then Doc has somewhere. Oh, there's a mouse pad over there by Claudia, which you can just barely see Claudia. Oh, there, right there by Lorena. And, you know, they give us lots of cool stuff. They fed us a free breakfast, which was good.
Ooh.
Have a good meeting. So, Memorial Hermann, it does a great job of supporting and taking care of the school districts that they sponsor. So, definitely continue to give them a shout-out. I don't have a trainer tip this week because the one I have on here goes with another one, and I just didn't delete it. So, trainer tip, let's go with give everything a test run if you can before. So that's what we're doing today. We're giving a test run before we have guests, making sure everything works. And then there you go. There's your tip. So before you go big, give it a trial run. All right. So if you want to contact us, you can check out our website. Lorena, you're supposed to read the stuff that's in red. Are you up for that?
Sure.
So you got to scroll down. Too far.
Up. Down.
Right.
There you go.
Right there. That's normally Doc's part, so.
This one?
Oh, scroll down.
That
right there.
The red part.
Yeah. So that's normally what Doc will read, so I'll read the first part. All right, so if you want to contact us, you can check out our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training. Watch live almost every Wednesday on ustream.tv or justin.tv, and then either of those you can search Sports and Medicine Broadcast. Then until we get the chat feature unlocked, you can join the conversation at www.todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. And again, a link to all those is on our website. So if you go to our website, it'll be easier just to go there and click than to try and remember and type it all in. All right, so then that leads us to Lorena.
Follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, Google Plus PHS Athletic Training, Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training, office phone 713-740-0310. Time?
It's extension.
Oh, extension 0312.
And then there is the app for Android only. It's PHS Athletic Training. The easy way to listen to the podcast or kind of keep up with us, view some photos and stuff that we have on there. So in case you just happen to want an app for PHS Athletic Training, it is right there on the Google Play Store. So it's only on Android because it's too expensive to put it on for the iPhone or iOS. So for Jeremy,
Lorena,
Claudia,
Karen,
Daisy,
Leslie,
and Priscilla, that's a wrap.
Follow us on Twitter.
Thank you.